Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Brian Wilson, what a great name in music. Strange Cat obviously had his issues over the years, but the long-promised Road, a new release, Doco, tonight. Tell us about this. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, and you're right. He and the Beach Boys are fascinating. He is just a musical savant, created some of the most memorable music of the 20th century, just an absolutely confirmed genius by all of his contemporaries and beyond. And, yeah, an absolutely fascinating life. For people that don't know, you know, especially when in his sort of, you know, late 20s, I think, or 30s, he was having a bit of a drug issue, and then he ended up having a live-in therapist who then started controlling his affairs and his entire life, and he became a recluse. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all know Brian Wilson, we all know the music, but it's great to get an insight into more of his life, and he's still making music today, and we get a bit of that in this piece as well.
Lovely. The Lost City, a new release. Action, adventure, comedy. It's got the lot.
What more could you want?
Yeah,
it starts tomorrow night at 8 p.m. This one is sort of like, I would liken it to an updated version of Romancing the Stone. It's got all of those elements, even down to the main character being a novelist, a la Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner, as per the original back in the 80s. So it's got this all adventure, you know, exotic locations, and, you know, Brad Pitt's in it, Daniel Radcliffe, Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, cast of thousands. So it's a rollicking, good, fun time. Leave your brain on the couch and just enjoy. This one is just for those wanting to have a bit of escapism.
Yes. And Sandra Bullock, God, be still my beating heart. Okay.
She's 58. I couldn't believe when I took her bio. And you look at the poster and she looks about 28. So
yeah,
whatever she's doing, I'll have to call that.
Yeah, indeed. Now, another one too, a new release, another sort of a similar genre by the looks, action, adventure, comedy, is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
This one is sort of hard to describe because apparently it is something of a game changer in the world of film. It is a film that has been extraordinarily well received by the critics. It's already ranked in the top 100 films you must see of all time. A friend of mine in Melbourne has seen it twice within the space of a week. It's hard to describe, but I'll give you the plot just so that you know where we're going. It's an aging Chinese immigrant is swept up in an insane adventure where she alone can save the world by exploring other universes, connecting with the lives of life she could have led. Sorry. So hard to describe. One you've got to see. It looks amazing. It looks like an absolute feast for the eyes and something that you definitely want to be able to see. I saw that on the big screen.
When you're reading that plot, I was about to tag it with pass the joint, man.
It's whatever out there. You imbibe before you come to the cinema is up to you.
Yes, I know, but none available at Chambers Bar, of course.
No, not at all. Not at all. Thank you for clarifying that.
All right, and Cinetopia, great Australian movie, 1981, Puberty Blues.
Puberty Blues, Bruce Beresford. Look, this one is an Australian icon. We've actually screened it here in the past, and it's just, the crowds have just come out loving it. I think it's one that people just love to come out and see on a semi-regular basis. And, yeah, we all know the film, 1981. We don't need to talk about what it's about. But it is something that you just want to see and have a massive nostalgia hit. So that's on this coming Tuesday, the 17th.
And still showing Elizabeth, A Portrait in Parts, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. So always plenty going on there at Star Cinema. And, Martin, as always, fantastic to talk to you. And we look forward to doing that again next week.
Me too. See you then.